training your church to bring in the end time harvest of souls. Judgment will begin.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Find me in your mercy, Lord. Align me till I'm whole.
Do you know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best for worth. Of lost sinners who slay, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophy.
Till my trophy, it lays.
till my trophy. At last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Ooh,
yes.
Lord, we just thank you for the cross. And, you know, as I always say, the Lord gives me a song. And this was in my prayer time this morning. And without the cross, we have nothing. It all goes back to the cross. Everything, it starts there. And our lives end there at the cross. Our fleshly lives end at the cross.
Hallelujah.
And then we take on that new life,
yes,
through the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came to die, to give to us. And without that shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we are washed in the blood of Jesus,
yes,
if we receive that sacrifice that he made for us. And you know, there's a lot of power in the blood of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
And we know that just one drop of blood.
Yeah.
Well, look at some of these scriptures in Exodus 12:13. I cover my doorpost and possessions with the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's in Revelation 12:11. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace. That's in 1 Peter 1:2. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Hebrews 13:20-21. And we have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood. And there's so many other scriptures pertaining to the blood of Jesus. But you know, when he shed his blood on that cross and gave himself for us, there's nothing else that we need. He's there, that the blood always speaks of that covenant that God made with his people, and that he will always forgive, he will always heal, he will always keep his promises. And if you need to go to the cross today for whatever reason, let today be the day that you go to the cross.
Yes, Lord.
You may not even, I remember growing up, I would see Jesus on the cross and have no idea what that was about. Never even knew, never understood it. It was just a thing that we grew up with. But once the Lord reveals himself to you and you realize that you're separated from him without receiving the blood of Jesus, without the acceptance of the blood of Jesus for forgiveness of your sins, then you remain lost in your sin. And my prayer today is for those that don't know Jesus.
Yes.
There are many, 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 and there is so much turmoil going on that there are people in absolute turmoil. Not that this time is different than any other time, but because this is the time we're living in, so we're feeling the pressures and all of the things that are going on in the earth. And those of us that know the Lord Jesus need to take stock of our own lives and get back to the cross and make sure that we've been washed and cleansed in the blood. Mm-hmm. You know, when you hear of people that have been sitting in church 30, 40, and 50 years, and they never received forgiveness of their sins. And they're just happy going to church every Sunday and doing things and doing rituals and putting on their fancy clothes, but yet their hearts are not close to Jesus. And we need, in this nation, we need an awakening. We need the consciousness of sin. You know, what we witnessed a couple of nights ago with the people shouting their abortions and making light of murdering. No matter how you look at it, no matter what people say, taking the life of an unborn child is murder. Whether a doctor does it, whether someone does it themselves, it's still murder. And my prayer today is that the consciousness of the nation would be pricked in knowing that the blood of Jesus is on the hands of those who condone this brutal act. And we can pray to have laws changed, but it's hearts that need to be changed.
Yes.
It's hearts and minds, and people's conscience has to be pricked. You know, I know in scripture where the Lord turns people over, you know, to their own things, so their conscience is seared, and there seemingly is no way back. But we know that God will move when we pray. And my prayer is that we will pray for people's hearts and minds to be changed. And then the laws will change after that as a result of hearts and minds being changed.
Amen.
So, so maybe we'll talk about the blood more later. But I just want to welcome Cynthia West this morning.
Good morning, good morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good morning.
Amen, 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 amen.
And Deanne is back. Yay.
Yay. Amen, 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 amen.
And I was just listening to that song on the way in. Hallelujah, our God reigns. So hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, I love it, love it.
Amen. Praise God. Yeah, there's a lot going. I've been in a lot of prayer as of late. So, you know, there's things that are heavy on my heart, and, you know, they may come out during the program today.
I'll shake you till it does.
Shake me till it. Shake me till it comes out. Shake it, shake it, shake it. Yes, because as I had said last week, that I felt like I was in this shifting, swirling, I think there was another word, quiet, contemplative, chaotic waters.
Yes, you did.
And that's, you know, we have to be able to stand when there's stuff going on all around us.
There you go.
And the only person that we can stand in is Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
And the only one who can help us is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And knowing that we have that forgiveness of sins and that his blood covers us and cleanses us and keeps us. You know, he keeps us near the cross. You know, we can kind of go out and just do stuff if we feel like it. You know, he's not going to stop us from, you know, pursuing things other than him. You know, he won't stop us, but, you know, we're really tethered to him. Because our hearts will, you know, we'll begin to feel a little dry. We'll feel...
To run back. Yes,
just got
to
keep running back. And, you know, even more so now, because the pull of the enemy is becoming stronger. And I don't know, I feel like with the younger people, I think the young people are coming in and they're hook, line, and sinker with everything with the Lord. And we're like the last people that are having to wrestle with all of these things. You know, those of us that have known the Lord for many years, you know, it's taken us years and years to get to a place of maturity in the Lord. But I sense that the younger people are, you know, God is really blessing the young people to be able to hear and to receive and to understand spiritual matters.
Amen.
Because they're going to have to face more than what we've had to face. And they're being prepared early and thoroughly and supernaturally
yes.
by the Lord. And it's
I always think about the parable of the workers in the vineyard. You know, we don't want to be the ones that get ticked off because the other ones that just came in at the last hour getting, you know, the same as what took us years to get through or the place to get to. So we just embrace everything that God's doing. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
And our brother Tim wrote us a little note last week when I was talking about the Olympics, right? Because that, to me, that's, you know, it's in scripture too about Paul, you know, about running the race and everything. Yeah. So he didn't really say anything. He just said the Olympics with a question mark. So brother Tim, thanks for your listening to everything that we're talking about. And he also said, I can't read this. Oh, that's Cynthia. This is the week before. Cynthia seemed, I can't, the stamp is over whatever the word was.
Oh, what a
at
shame.
The start of the program. She was something in a good way to fire us folks up. To fire up our spirits at the beginning of the program. So that was nice.
Amen.
And, you know, and then his wife also, she's been dealing with breast cancer. So he said she had to go back in to the ER due to an infection where the cancer is. So he's believing that cancer must go.
Yes.
And we come in agreement with you.
Yes, we do.
Tim, about that.
Yes, we do.
And so we just continue to lift Donna up and believe that God will just dry up that cancer.
Yes, indeed. That's,
whenever somebody tells me they've got cancer, I automatically see cells shriveling up and drying up and,
amen.
You know, being poofed away, you know, by the authority of the word of Jesus.
Amen.
And you know that every cell, every tissue, every organ in our bodies,
yes,
you know, we can speak life to it in Jesus name.
Definitely.
We don't have to accept a diagnosis.
That's right.
So
amen.
Just keep believing.
Can we pray, Karen?
Yeah.
Donna?
Yes.
Father, we just come into agreement, Cynthia and Karen and I, and Lord, we know we are in agreement with all of the listening audience out there. Father, we know that your heart, and we know that your finished work, Jesus, of the cross, Woo, you said it is finished. Hallelujah. You took back the keys to the kingdom. You rose victoriously. So, Father, we decree and declare that Donna, Tim's precious wife, is healed, whole, free from this cancer, from every abnormal cell, every unclean cell in her body right now is cursed at the root. Killed at the root.
Yes.
It cannot live. It must die, as Karen said, wither up, dry up, disintegrate in the mighty name of Yeshua. Name above all names. Yeshua, the name above cancer.
Amen.
The name above every disease.
Amen.
Every name that is named, his name is higher.
Higher.
Higher, higher.
Yes.
So we declare that by his stripes, Donna is healed. And Father, we don't stop there. We declare it for all your sons. All
Amen.
Your daughters,
Amen.
All your people around this globe,
Jesus.
Father God. This is
Thank
the time for the manifestation of your promises to us that are yes and amen, Father. We receive them by faith. You're looking for
Thank
faith. You're looking for
Thank
belief. You're looking, God, at our hearts. Are we doubting or are we believing,
Amen.
God? We don't
Thank
have
you,
to
Lord.
Accept what this world dishes out,
That's
what
right.
the enemy dishes
That's
out.
Right.
So
That's
we
right.
rise above.
Yes.
We rise above. We are seated with Jesus in heavenly places.
Thank
we
you,
have
Lord.
All power and authority over all
Hallelujah.
The power of the enemy.
Yes,
we have
do.
Power over sickness,
thank
disease,
you,
and
Lord.
Infirmity.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you for
thank
for
you,
miracles,
yes.
for multiple healings.
Thank you, Lord.
For
thank
just mass healings,
Amen.
Father God.
Thank
and
you,
and
Lord.
Deliverance
yes.
over your people,
thank
over
you,
your body, Father God,
thank
that we
you,
will
Lord.
Have the word of the Lord, the testimony
testimony on our lips saying, thank look you. What the Lord has done. God, and he's no respecter of persons. Thank what you, he's Lord. Done for me, thank he'll do it for you, yes, too. Yes. Father, you, we're Lord. Expecting it to thank be in the Lord. In the malls, in the shops, on mm-hmm. the streets. Thank we're you, expecting Lord. That when we believe mm-hmm. and pray in faith yes, that we're going to have what we ask for.
Thank you,
so, Father, we just thank you. Thank we you, thank you, Lord. God. Thank it is you, here, Lord. It is now, and we must thank know you, who Lord. We are,
amen.
And we must pray thank according you, to Lord. Your word, according amen. To your truth.
Yes.
Your word is all truth. It thank is spirit, you, and it is life, and we take thank it to
you,
heart.
Jesus.
We take it to heart. We believe yes. every word
thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
And we've been talking about the blood. Lord, yes. we apply the thank blood you, right Lord. Now over everything that we've prayed for,
yes.
that the blood... is the it's for the removal
yes, yes.
it's for the that's removal right. of anything
yes.
ungodly
yes. yes
so right now we declare that over mm-hmm. everything we've just prayed in
yes.
Jesus name
yes.
and
yes.
the blood cannot be taken away it can yes. only be reinforced in Jesus
yes.
name
hallelujah yes.
amen
yes.
amen
and those that yes. are those yes. are suffering with depression and mental illness mm. you know that mental illness seems to be the new buzzword
mm-hmm. yes.
And we it's just decree and declare mm-hmm. that every demonic
yes.
entity mm-hmm. that is affecting the minds of people
yes.
be broken now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Especially in the household of faith, Lord, we lift
amen.
Up the brothers and sisters
yes. mm-hmm.
who are dealing with demonic oppression
yes.
and depression
mm-hmm.
and all other illnesses that
yes.
are associated with the mind. And we just
yes.
speak life. We speak life
yes.
to their
yes.
in their mind.
Yes.
Father God, that
yes.
you would, that your light would shine in their minds, oh
yes,
God,
Lord.
That they would see the light of Jesus
yes.
and that they would turn from depression and
yes.
turn to you Jesus
yes.
because you are the only one who can bring mm-hmm. an individual mm-hmm. out of it
amen.
In the name of Jesus
yes. Yes.
we thank you for doctors and medicine and all that stuff but
yes.
Lord the ultimate healer is you
yes. Yes,
so we
Jesus.
Speak healing to those that are suffering with
yes.
depression
yes.
and oppression which are things of the enemy
yes
and the enemy's way to keep you from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And the word says that, you know, to renew your mind with the
yes.
word of God.
Yes.
Whatever the word of God says, let your mind be renewed.
Yes.
Amen.
Let your mind feed on the word
mm-hmm.
of God
mm-hmm.
and not on your thoughts.
Yes.
Yes.
Let every
yes.
thought be brought down in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold in the mind
yes.
broken
yes.
over the people of God.
Yes.
And
yes.
Lord, even for those that don't know you, Jesus, Father, I pray that you would give people a way out of where they are. Those that are looking for a way out.
Yes.
Many are not looking for a way out. They just have accepted their
mm-hmm.
fate.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to live their whole life with depression
mm-hmm.
or whatever else they got going on, Lord.
No.
But Father, I pray that you would speak to the mind, God.
Mm-hmm.
That every mind would be enlightened with the word of God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that hope would rise. In the mind, Lord,
yes,
and when the mind
Lord.
Is can see it and believe it, then the heart can receive it.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Right now we say, arise,
yes.
arise,
yes. Yes.
arise,
yes.
and put on your beautiful garments.
Yes,
put on
thank
the garment
you.
Of praise.
Mm-hmm.
Arise, shine, for your light has come.
Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And there's freedom for you.
Yes.
I keep getting that. There is freedom for
mm-hmm.
you. Whom Jesus Christ sets free is free
indeed.
Yes.
And when you know the truth, it shall make you free.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know, I suffered from depression
mm-hmm.
for years.
Mm-hmm.
I had suicidal thoughts as a teenager and then as a young adult and the Lord set me free from that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know the truth, but I didn't know I could be free.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what the promise was. I didn't
mm-hmm.
know what the word said. I didn't know how to believe it and just receive it because it's already done by the cross, by the blood, by the precious holy Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
So Father, we thank you that there's freedom
mm-hmm.
for those that are suffering from that heaviness, that
yes.
that burden,
mm-hmm.
that weariness, that oppression, depression, discouragement, hopelessness of the enemy. There is freedom for you. There is freedom for you. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen,
and
amen,
Father,
Lord.
We thank you that the eyes are opened to see and the minds are open to know the truth, God. The ears are open to hear, Father God. And we thank you and we praise you, God. Mm-hmm. We loose upon everyone right now the oil of joy.
Amen.
The oil, yes. He said he will give you the mm-hmm. oil of joy for that spirit of heaviness. So we loose the oil of joy. We saturate everyone mm-hmm. within the mm-hmm. sound of our voice mm-hmm. or even on replay, saturate them with yes. the oil you, of Lord. Joy.
Yes.
And we put that garment of praise on them
yes.
and the
yes.
mighty name of Yeshua.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I continue with chapter 52. It said, awake. Awake!
Yes.
Put on your strength. Put on mm-hmm. your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, mm-hmm. O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean.
Mm.
And the unclean, listen to the words. Yes. Shake yourself. You've got to
yes.
shake yourself
yes.
from
yes.
the dust. Arise.
Mm-hmm.
Sit erect in a dignified place. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you for
yes.
your word, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Yes.
And those that are feeling helpless, which, you know, the depression thing, you know, causes you feel helpless.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't do anything. You need somebody else to come and do it for you.
Yes, to encourage.
So we're coming now
yes.
in the name of Jesus
yes.
Yes. to lift off those burdens,
yes.
to lift off those grave clothes,
yes.
to lift off those things that keep you oppressed
mm-hmm. yes.
and down.
Yes.
And we say, get up,
mm-hmm.
get up,
yes,
get
yes,
up.
Yes.
And some
yes,
confessions
Lord.
Here, that no weapon formed against
Amen.
You shall
yes,
prosper.
In the name of Jesus.
And that every tongue that rises against you in judgment shall be, that you will condemn that.
Mm-hmm.
That you are established in righteousness
Amen.
And oppression is far from you. That's in the word of God, Isaiah
yes.
54:14. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to pull down the strongholds in your own mind.
Amen.
You know, if you're a child
mm-hmm.
of God,
mm-hmm.
you can say, you know what, I don't need
yes.
to be this way.
Yes.
I don't want
That's
to be
right.
this way.
That's right.
So I come in agreement with the word of
That's
God
right.
and what the word of God
That's
says.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Even if all you can say is no.
Yes.
Say
That's
no.
Right. Yes.
Say no now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say no.
Yes. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
Mm.
And how do you know it's the devil? Anything not good. The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes
yes.
from above, from the Father of lights,
Amen.
In whom there's no variation.
Amen.
That means he's constant, steady. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
change. No variation, no
mm-hmm.
shadow of turning,
mm-hmm.
no darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Anything not good, not light, not love, not righteous, not gracious, not merciful, not faithful. Anything not of that is not of God.
Him.
It is not of God. So you can say no.
Mm-hmm.
I always say I refuse,
Amen.
I
yes.
resist, and
right.
I reject you, Satan, your demons,
mm-hmm.
your cohorts, your works of
mm.
darkness, your assignments over me and my household. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You have the authority to do that. It's not about you being perfect. It's not
That's
about
right.
you earning it, deserving it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about
That's
us.
Right.
It is all about him,
mm-hmm.
the King of glory, our Redeemer, our
mm-hmm.
Savior,
mm-hmm.
our Healer,
mm-hmm.
our Deliverer.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Just fix your eyes on him and
mm-hmm.
he'll give you that perfect peace. And through that peace, you will know the truth and you'll speak the truth and you will have that freedom in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and back to the cross again,
mm-hmm.
that, but I know it took me a long time to overcome some issues in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would read the word and I would say, okay, this is what I'm reading. But yet it didn't take hold
mm-hmm.
until some time later.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I kept speaking the word, hearing myself speak the word and confessing the word.
Mm.
And I knew that eventually it would connect. It's like, you know, if you believe in your heart
mm.
and what is that scripture about, you know, with the salvation, if you confess with your mouth
and believe in
because
your
heart. Mouth,
yes.
your mouth is what's going to put something into effect.
Amen.
If you're going to sit there, oh, well, I'm really depressed. I've just been depressed my whole life, you know, then guess what? You're going to be staying there. There's no movement because you're in agreement with it. But when you can get a hold of the word that says, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am redeemed from poverty. I am redeemed from sickness. Yes. And I am redeemed from spiritual death. So it's in Galatians 3:13. If you've gone to the foot of the cross and surrendered your life to Jesus, then you can speak these words over your life and be in agreement with the word of God.
Amen.
And that, you know, the enemy will do whatever he can to keep you from saying, to keep you from speaking, and to keep you from being in agreement with what the word of God says. Somehow we always feel like we have to do something to get it. I mean, you know, we have to move by faith, but we're believing in what he says. So we act upon that. So think of it that way, that, you know, instead of saying, well, you know, I'm really depressed and I feel really sick today, say, no, I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and I am healed and whole because of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And, you know, then you just begin to believe that, and you're exercising your faith.
The Bible says in Proverbs 18 that from the verse 20, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. I didn't mean to read that one.
That's a good thing.
But death and life. So are we speaking life? Are we speaking death? Are we, you know, the Bible even tells us, I believe in Deuteronomy, you know, he tells us choose life. There's blessing, there's cursing. Choose life, and life comes through the blessing. Life comes through the obedience of the blessing. But it's the power of your tongue. What are you speaking? What are you speaking? You may be looking at the problem, whether it's your health, whether it's children, situation, money, job, whatever it may be, even the situation, circumstances in the world right now. If you're looking at that and you're focusing on the problem and you're not focusing on the resolve, you're not focusing on what God wants to bring to pass, what he already finished, what Jesus finished, you know, then we are going to get what we speak. We're going to get, there was somebody I was praying for that had an addiction. And every time I saw this person, heard this person, I would say, they are free from that addiction in Jesus' name. That they're free by the power of Jesus. And, you know, I just kept declaring and decreeing. And it's been a long time. It's been years. Well, guess what? It happened.
Amen.
It happened. Oh. And they're 4 months clean. And now there's other things with other issues, other people. And God said, don't look at the addiction. Don't look at the anger. Don't look at the problem. Do what you did before when you got the victory. Call those things that are not as though they were. Speak what I want and what you want to happen. And we will receive it. But you can't stop believing. And you can't grow weary. You just have to continue to press and press and press and press.
And that's where you stay in the prophetic.
Yes.
Your words are, God speaks to us from the future. He doesn't speak to us, you know, from the past. He's in front of us. And he speaks to us from the future, about our future. And that's where we have to catch up with him and realize that what he's saying is what's making the situation change. The minute we go, yes, that's what we take. Let's hear you take hold of what he's saying and bring it in.
Amen.
So, you know, that is... that is the encouraging part. If once you've experienced it, you have to experience it to know that, you know, what God has just said has come true. And the joy in that brings you further. It leads you on. It guides you on into more and more of what he has for you. And that's where you start to walk with him. And this, and again, this is a time to keep our eyes firmly fixed on him, not to the left, not to the right. Yeah. You've said this so many times. Keep looking straight ahead at Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed one, our Savior, our risen Lord, that was on the cross and now he's risen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, let's, can we go to a break real quick?
Okay.
Be right back.
Okay.
So I'll cherish the old record till my trophy lasts, lasts a lady.
I'm Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Lineken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Tickets are available for a donation of $20 at tccalliance.com or call 772-324-9313.
For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bury to dark Calvary. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. He left his throne from above to come down and pay the price for us. So praise God.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
All right, Dan, praise you got God. Something here?
Yes. Karen had given me this book, Secrets of the Ascended Life. That was the word that the Lord gave me in January for this year, was ascension. Come up higher. There is a high call. And what is that call? Is Cynthia said it's walking with the Lord, mm-hmm. that we're not running ahead of him being independent. We're not lagging behind being disobedient, but we are walking with him, hearing his voice, feeling his presence, knowing his heart, just being that intimate with him that we're always in unity. And in agreement, that's where the power lies. So she had given me this book, and I haven't really looked at it. I took it on my vacation, never looked at it, brought it back. Didn't realize it was between my Bible and my journal. So last night, Karen and I had talked for a few minutes. So I got in the house, and I'm going through my Bible and my journal, and it's like, oh, here's the book. So I skimmed through this book, and it's absolutely amazing. It just spoke my love language, my heart, from the beginning when God saved me in 1995. And there is a high calling. I just want to read this one passage of scripture, which is what he starts chapter 1 with, Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold. That's the desire of my yes. heart. Mm-hmm. And I hope all of you, that we lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. And as Paul says that, we remember who he was. He was killing Christians. He was judging. He was murdering. I mean, this was Saul, who became Paul. And if he can say, forgetting those things, we have to forget who we were. Mm-hmm. We have to forget our sins. We have to, otherwise we can't move forward. Mm-hmm. So it says, I'm sorry, I lost my place. forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Mm-hmm. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. That's where we're striving. We are citizens of heaven. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are in Christ, and we just continue to push and press and lay hold because we want to honor him.
Amen.
We want to exalt him. Mm. We want to share the gospel, the good news, the love of God. This is what leads and draws people to him. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So Nanette just texted what she's listening, obviously.
She better than you.
Yes, on her way. Back from her trip. So she's saying, stir up faith. Mm-hmm. That we're stirring up the faith. Mm-hmm. And she said, remind them who they are in him and yes. with him, who is the one who fights for them, who created them, and who made them sons and daughters. And also fight to keep your inheritance. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking at. You know, like, running the race, like I had said last week or the week before about the Olympics, that just that picture of us mm-hmm. as believers just keep pressing forward, mm-hmm. keep drawing closer to the Lord, mm-hmm. keep in the Word, keep going, just mm-hmm. keep moving, and don't shrink back.
No, where else is there to go?
There's nowhere Amen. To go.
There's nowhere yes. to go.
But don't you want whatever the Lord died to give you?
Oh, yes.
I mean, every once in a while, I pause and think about that. And I'm like, wow, what does the Lord have in mind for my life?
That's the prize.
Yeah. but it's like he thinks about stuff that I don't even think about.
Oh.
And, imagine going to your grave, and the Lord's like, well, I just wanted to give you that, but you're too busy worrying about something.
Mm-hmm. I think that's part of the little gems I was talking about last week, the little nuggets. He says, come, I want to show you this.
Exactly.
This is, and when you take hold of it, when you can take hold of it, he goes, yes.
Yes, he's so...
I've got another one.
Right.
All he wants to do is keep giving us, yes. showing us. It gives him joy and pleasure because mm-hmm. we're growing in him. We're moving in him. And when he wants us to understand so much about him, as mm-hmm. much as we can, that's the joy. That's his joy, when we, it's ours, that's when we see, oh, wow, Lord, I didn't know that. We're beginning to see him, mm-hmm. his many faceted sides of him, mm-hmm. his wonderful wisdom and the way he wants us to grow in him and being in him, you know. And just to go back again to blood wash, the blood of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, I think I mentioned this before. I was just a babe in Christ, you know. And I had this, I just saw myself lying on my back, just resting mm. on. I wasn't sort of in. I was sort of in and sort of on. A sea. It was a sea of blood, of the blood of Jesus. I was not afraid or scared in any way. I was at peace. I was at rest. Mm. And I didn't share it with anybody because as a babe, you don't know, you know, didn't know what it was. But now I know that he was putting me in a place of safety.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, I was totally at peace. And when I need peace, that's immediately where I go now. I immediately just say, Lord, you gave me your blood and I'm lying in it and I'm at peace. I declare it. I, you know, that's my anchor, my safety place,
mm-hmm.
you know, one that he's given me. And I'm so thankful for the blood, you know, mm. blood washed, blood bought, saturated,
amen.
You know.
Amen.
I constantly use that word. Lord, I'm saturated in your blood. Yeah. You know, some Hallelujah. People can't understand that. But
well, I was, you know, I remember growing up in the Pentecostal church.
Yes,
I was like three, 4, 5 years old. And I remember all those old hymns. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. What can wash away my sins? Mm. You know, wash me white as snow. My sin had left a crimson stain. Mm. But there were so many songs, yes. hymns about
yes.
the blood.
Yes.
And this morning when I was getting ready to come in, I was singing songs about Jesus. Mm. My Jesus, my Savior, Jesus, mm-hmm. Jesus, you know, mm-hmm. and singing songs about the blood.
We need it.
It's just, oh, mm. if we just keep yes. him, like you said, mm-hmm. keep him first and foremost. And I was thinking last night after we talked, Karen, we were talking about the word contend and contention mm-hmm. and what's in that. There's, it's a lack of harmony, a lack of agreement. There's like a chaos and a struggle. And it seems like that's happening in so many places mm-hmm. right now, even in the church.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. you know, maybe in your home or work or in the world, but even in the church, there is some contention. There's mm-hmm. some contending and striving. And it's like, and I thought, if we look at the life of Christ that we are supposed to be living, did he strive? Mm. Did he labor? Did he stress? Did he worry? No, he didn't. He knew, and he walked and he lived with Abba Father,
mm-hmm.
and he knew, he just talked to him, and he knew the plan, he knew the will,
mm.
he knew his assignment,
mm-hmm.
and he just, and that's where he can say, come to me,
mm-hmm.
and I will give you rest.
Yeah.
Because he wants us resting
in him.
In him. And as Karen said, sometimes we feel guilty when we're resting and not laboring and working and doing mm-hmm. and striving. And we're to rest in him and mm-hmm. wait on him, wait on the Lord.
Mm, if I may say, but I am fully behind the word right now of contending for the faith. I am fully behind because we have to. There's so much coming mm-hmm. against the faith that we have to stand and know. If you say I'm gonna come back at you with the truth, I have to contend in the truth. I cannot let the lies go, you know, go past my
right.
ears. I have to contend. I have to stand in the Jesus that I know.
Yes.
Jesus mm-hmm. is the truth. Jesus is my faith. I have to stand in the truth that he died for, that he lived and died for me to have. So I do at the moment. Part of standing right now is having to, I'm sorry, you know, you at that. May I share what I believe and contend, stand, share, declare, prophesy, speak, sing, you know, say what's in your heart, say,
yes,
you know,
amen.
Because otherwise you go down.
Right.
The words will swamp over you and you'll go down. No.
Correct.
No, rise up and say.
Well, you're not contending with man.
Yeah.
And you're not contending with darkness or evil.
No,
that's where we don't contend with those.
They're already defeated. But that's what's coming at you.
Yes.
Oh, when you know, in the world now, that is all that's coming at you. You know, so you have to, in order to push that away, you know, you don't let it wash over you. And no, there is a truth. There is a truth, and the truth,
right.
You know, have you read the, have you seen, did you know? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not, you're not contending the person,
no.
But that's what's spewing at you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come under it. That's me. For me, it's a part of the standing,
mm-hmm.
standing in the faith, you know,
Amen.
Of Jesus. Yeah.
You know, with me, like pretty much every day, I will, you know, I'll just sit with the Lord and you get overwhelmed because your brain's going 1,000 miles an hour and
yes.
you're just trying to settle down.
Yes.
But I always go right to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
I see the cross. I plead the blood of Jesus
Amen.
Over myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just begin to put on the armor.
Mm-hmm.
I think about each piece of the armor
yes.
and what it represents. And I just kind of go through that. Every single day in the morning, you know, because the word says that we're not wrestling
Amen.
With flesh and blood,
that's right.
but against evil rulers
mm-hmm.
and authorities of the
that's
unseen
right.
world.
Mm-hmm.
And
those words are like arrows coming at you
that's right.
to destroy
exactly,
you.
Yeah.
And that's where your shield is, the sword of the word. You have to come back with the word. That's
right.
where you,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, that's what was coming to me when you were saying, you were just talking, is we're wielding the sword.
Yes, ma'am.
We're
That's
wielding
right.
the sword
yes,
of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Yes.
That's how we contend. We don't fight.
That's
we don't
right.
strive. No chaos, no confusion. We stand
yes.
as oaks of righteousness.
Amen.
We're rooted and grounded
Amen.
In the love of God,
Amen.
In the Word of God. We're planted by the rivers of living water. We're not moved.
Mm-mm.
I shall not be moved. Right? That
yes,
old song?
Yes, right.
planted by the waters.
Amen.
But we're wielding the sword of the Spirit, but we have to know the word.
Yes.
We have to know the sword and what it says.
Mm.
Mm. Yes. Mm. And that armor, that helmet of salvation,
yes. Yes.
covering your mind,
oh,
the
please.
Salvation of
oh.
God.
Yes.
You know, find every scripture you can about the salvation. And
yeah.
You know, just get that into your mind and
mm-hmm.
cover yourself with that. The breastplate of righteousness. You know, Jesus clothes us with righteousness, with
mm-hmm.
a robe of righteousness.
Mm.
It's not anything. He puts it on us
yes.
because of, you know, our receiving him. He wants to put that on us. And we live, think about it, you know, you look at the armor of a soldier, whatever. You know, you're covered. So underneath is you, your flesh. But nobody can see the flesh. They can only see your armor.
Yes, amen.
So when you're clothed, you know, in the Lord Jesus Christ, then that's who they should see.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
People
mm-hmm.
should see Jesus,
mm-hmm.
not you in your life.
Yes.
Walking
mm-hmm.
in peace and
mm-hmm.
have up your shield of faith,
mm-hmm.
quenching all those fiery darts.
Yes.
because they come fast and furious
Ooh.
At times.
Ooh.
but hallelujah, we have such a great God.
We do.
Hallelujah. I just realized the Lord had given me a word on August 2nd, and I haven't read it because I wasn't
you
here.
You haven't been here. Okay, let's see.
But
what
it's talking about the oppression of the enemy. The Lord God says, even the greatest among you, the believers, is still first my son or my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Self-sufficiency and independence apart from me is a vulnerable, dangerous place to be.
Mm-hmm.
As you look to me, call on me, rely on me, and abide in me, you will be held, protected, and kept safe under the shadow of my wing.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of darkness knows this, just as you should know this. His strategy, Satan, is to deceive, distract, delay, and consume you away from my presence, my voice, and intimacy with my kingdom. It is time, high time, to arise from your stupor and slumber. Do not let the enemy hold you back or under this oppressive power.
Mm-hmm.
You are loosed from all demonic assignments right now and every day moving forward. I need you, each and every one of you, free and mm-hmm. actively operating in the power and authority Amen. Jesus, my son, gave you. The army of Christ, each one and the whole body that he purchased with his blood and victory, are being called to duty. The war in the heavenlies is now manifesting on earth fiercely. The battle of evil against good, lies against truth, and darkness against my marvelous light. You know, by my word, the battle has already been won. My people, the ecclesia, have received the marching orders and revelation of the hour in which they are living. These are the last days, and all that my prophets wrote and declared will come to pass. Mm-hmm. Be attentive. Listen to the voice of your shepherd and the Holy Spirit that dwells in you. Mm. Make no plans, no decisions or movements until you are certain you are walking in alignment and obedience. The instructions and orders and are precise and clear. Mm. They lead to the safe path, provision, and peace day by day. Mm. Abba, Father.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
He always gives you amazing, amazing words there. Mm. So Pam just texted in. She said, we cannot contend if we haven't found rest. Amen. We wouldn't be strong enough. We'd be weak with insecurity. Mm. But we can only stand and contend when we have found him and rested in what he has shown us and called us to do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, so Amen. Get in the Word and find out what the Lord is speaking to you individually. And Amen. Draw near to him, he'll draw near to you.
Yes.
And stay at the cross. Mm. Cover yourself in the blood. Put on the full armor every day.
Mm. Yes.
Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. And Father, we just pray, God, that you would touch your people today, God. Mm. Father, we just pray that whatever we said during the program, Lord, that there are many that would have received a word from you or a confirmation from you, Father, that they can take up their place, God, and that they can begin to walk again into the places that you have for them. Father, we speak strength to your people. And Father, those that don't know you, Jesus, we pray that you would touch their hearts, Lord, and that you would draw men to you. We lift you up, Jesus, and you say that you will draw men to you when you are lifted up. So we bless you and we praise you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Yes. Thank you, God, that you never fail us, that you are a faithful God. Mm. And you will see us all through to the end, and we bless you for that, Lord. Yes. Thank you. We look forward to all that you're going to do in us and through us, through your church, through individuals.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, especially those that you're bringing into the kingdom right now, God. Amazing testimonies of people that are coming into the kingdom, and they're sharing their testimonies.
Yes.
And getting that revelation from you, God. It's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are pretty much out of time. And just want to thank you for joining us today. Thanks, Deanne and Cynthia.
Thank you.
And Nanette, we bless you. Pam, we bless you.
Yes. We miss you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we just look forward to next week, whatever the Lord wants to do. So God bless. Have a great week. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.